the valley, we're in the valley.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. We have a special guest today as Pastor Drew Sams is away at church camp. Alana Pratt is my special guest today, and we will play... Oh, we already did play it. Never mind. I have to reorder things. Alana Pratt is an intimacy expert, author, and coach for men and women. She helps relationships thrive and families flourish through healthy, fulfilling, intimate relationships with self, source, and beloved. Now, I'm not sure what that means, but I bet she'll explain it to me. She is the author of both How to Be and Stay Sexy and The Missing Handbook to Motherhood. She's a columnist for eHarmony and Sexy Mom on CBS, TLC, and Fox. And her journey supporting women began 9 years ago when she got pregnant the week after her mom died, was divorced within a year, lost her house, and hit rock bottom. Oh, that's all? She's developed a system to ignite passion, pleasure, and confidence in women from the boardroom to the bedroom. Alana guides her male clients to alchemize wounds of the past into noble, sexy confidence in the present that get women to say yes. Well, I want to hear about that. I am reading, of course, from some notes about Alana. This cum laude graduate of Columbia University, who's a small-town Canadian girl at heart, is a walking example of when mama's happy, everybody's happy. Welcome to the Dad's Point of View Show, Alana.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here, and I can't wait to talk to all you fabulous dads and answer some questions for you, and thank you for having me on, Bruce. This is great.
It's a pleasure. I just discovered in not only talking to you in the break, but in reading the notes about you that you're Canadian, as is my wife, and you are on a landline from Canada, so I love that we can do this 1,800 miles apart from one another.
It's fabulous. You made a great choice marrying a Canadian, and I'm so glad to be back here with beer-drinking, toque-wearing Canadians. I feel so good to be home.
Well, it's odd you say that because we're going up ourselves in a week, and we are actually exploring and considering the possibility of moving there after our youngest graduates high school.
No way. That's awesome. To Vancouver?
Yeah. Well, either Vancouver or Whistler, because we are skiers, and Whistler is an unbelievable mountain, and it's especially terrific because it's at such low elevation. So it really is an amazing place.
Great little community up there and stores and restaurants.
And the best Chinese food. Oh, my gosh. I love Chinese food, and Vancouver just has the very best. I'm a dim sum fanatic, and I go crazy. I gain weight every time I'm in Vancouver.
Oh, well, good. Now I'll have a place to stay when I ski at Whistler. I love it. Thanks.
Hey, you will. And then you'll have to ski with me. Now, that's dangerous, but that's another conversation. So what the heck does self-source and beloved mean?
You know, my whole journey about being a relationship coach for over 15 years has niched its way into what I call an intimacy coach, because what I recognize is that every relationship problem has nothing to do with the other person. It's always about ourselves.
Oh, is that the truth?
That.
Such truth.
Yeah, so the most important relationship we have of intimacy is to get to know ourselves and to love those shadow parts and to make peace with our little boy, for the dad's little boy inside that we don't want anyone to see. And once we are at peace there, we never give our power away again. We never blame another again. We're never a nice guy again. And our relationship really starts to rock on all levels of dorkiness and playfulness and spontaneity, but also depth and passion and sultriness and sexiness. It's got all of the flavors alive because we're not resisting anything about ourselves.
Can you say all that again? It was just so much fun to listen to you.
I love to talk. I like to listen.
you do it very well. I have to tell you something that's just an incredible coincidence. My previous guest is one of my regulars, Wayne Levine, and he's a men's coach.
Okay.
And he's written a book, and in the book, one of the things, one of the rules and one of the things he discusses is silence what he calls, as you call, the little boy. And this is advice to men, primarily, that it is often the little boy that is speaking to us when our feelings are hurt and we act out. Mm-hmm. And as an adult man, when we learn to silence that little boy, we act more like men. And it's so ironic that you use exactly the same term.
And yet I would love to talk with Wayne because I completely disagree with him. I don't want to silence the little boy at all. In fact, that, I believe, is what creates all the problems.
I'm going to put you and Wayne on, and I'm just going to listen. That'll be fun.
Well, like, let's think about it. If you have children, I have a child, and all the listeners are dads. If our little child comes in the room.
And moms, hey.
Or moms are listening too? Oh, good.
Oh,
okay,
yeah, we are equal.
Okay, sisters. Alana's here. Good, with my sisters. All right, so when our children come in the room and I'm scared, if we say, shut up, you know, it's not going to go well. Right?
No. He's talking, I agree with you there. That's not appropriate. He's talking about when we're an adult and the little boy comes out, an adult male, and the little boy response is there. That's inappropriate in an adult.
Well, it's inappropriate and ineffective, but I still disagree that silencing him is the answer. I believe going in with our journaling, with our coach, with however you want to go in towards that little boy in your own private personal growth time is to listen, not silence that little boy. It's the validating, the understanding, the absolute, you know, holding and getting and listening to that little boy that actually silences him out of his own grace. It's not through quieting him down that we get the answer. It's through letting him have a voice internally, not with the wife or not in the relationship, but alone, that'll actually literally grow him up, alchemize the pain he's in into present moment power. He'll transform before your very eyes because he has wisdom. He just never had a chance to be heard or to be validated or to literally grow up and have that, you know, painful experience of the past be his present moment discernment, wisdom, capacity to be grounded and present with the woman in the moment of the discomfort. So maybe Wayne's still saying the same thing, but I've got a couple more steps that I believe actually what I call cure the nice guy forever, or that little boy that projects out that internal fear as anger onto the wife. That doesn't need to happen anymore when we've literally shifted that internal little boy and grow him up.
I actually think that you and Wayne aren't that far removed.
Really?
What he says silence it, he's not saying ignore it or don't deal with it. He's saying find a way to handle it without necessarily bringing it to your woman
or letting it
be expressed all the time.
Got it. Okay, maybe we are saying the same thing.
And nonetheless, I've got to put you two together and just sit and watch and smile. You also talk about dads needing to get their needs met and honoring their truths and turning gifts into experiences. So I'd like you to elaborate. Those are some of the things that is in your writing. I'd like you to elaborate a little on that, please.
Yeah, good. So men, I don't think it's a want or a desire. I think it's a need, and I don't think there's anything wrong with saying I have a need for sex. And I think a lot of men are ashamed of their desire to have sex. And when they push it down and don't honor it as, like, I need food, I need water, I need self-expression, I need to live my purpose, I need to make love. Like, when they put the sex off as something, ooh, I should be ashamed of that or I shouldn't say that, I think it actually backfires. I think it turns into, oh, no one will find out that I've been on porn this much or spent this much money on, you know. No, that is not the solution. The solution is to own with confidence, pride, no shame, that you are a sexual being and that you have needs. And that it's not a surface need. Granted, there are the physical desire to, whatever, get off or have sex. But really, it's so much deeper with most of the men that I coach. It's connection. It's warmth. It's touch. It's sensuality. It's bringing pleasure to the partner. It's just that whole deliciousness of being alive. And so I really want the men to stop any shame or any withholding of their true desires and learn to communicate with their wife in a way that she can hear.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, she's going to feel like a piece of meat, not a work of art, where he just wants to do her. There's ways that I teach for him to communicate to her how much pleasure he wants to give her, how just watching her walk by just makes him feel like a man, that he just wants to be close to her. Her warmth, her touch just awakens his purpose and reminds him why he's alive. And, you know, stop pushing down this as a real need, and a lot of your energy as a man will be freed up to live your purpose, to have fun, when you stop suppressing that beautiful need for sexuality.
I think that's really excellent, and fortunately I'm married to a woman who understands that, so we don't have that issue, though there certainly are the good times and the bad times. Alana, when did you become so politically incorrect?
I've always been. Why do you think I left? It's so funny because I grew up in this little small town in Canada, and I didn't just leave for Vancouver. I left all the way to Tokyo. I ran.
Oh, my God. A woman in Tokyo, it's even more dangerous the way you think.
Well, 4 years of being absolutely fully self-expressed with other people around the world who didn't have the same upbringing as I did or societal beliefs as I did was very freeing for me to find my truth. And for me, sexuality is sacred. It's reverent. It's one of the many ways I find God. And so being ashamed of our body is I think it creates a lot of illness.
Well, it's foolish. It's God gave us these urges. God gave us these physical needs and these physical urges. So, you know, it's just about respect and proper behavior. Alana, we are actually totally out of time. You are astonishing and wonderful. Oh. Please very quickly tell our listeners where they can find you to get access to all that you offer.
Great. Dads, go to gethertosayyes.com, free reports, free videos. Moms, go to Missing Handbook to Motherhood, or you can go to howtobeandstaysexy.com. Two different books, free downloads, free audios there for the ladies as well. I'm all about relationships thriving, families flourishing.
And no energy whatsoever. That's really sad.
So, you know, I love my life. I love people, and I love relationships working. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being on my show. I definitely want to have you back. Enjoy your trip to Canada. It is time for another break. We will be back with Jim Scheinberg and Family Financial Matters. Good luck, Jim, following Alana.